Breast Milk Feeding Among Working Women. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Breastfeeding can be problematic for many women, and especially those returning to work. Given the benefits of breast milk feeding to babies, in countries where a large proportion of women work in their reproductive years, this, as these authors indicate, can become a public health issue. In the study from Malaysia by Suleiman et al., titled The Enablers and Barriers to Continue Breast Milk Feeding in Women Returning to Work and published in Jan, The Enablers and Barriers Working Women Experience in Continuing Breast Milk Feeding After They Return to Work Postpartum in Urban Malaysia were described. Using interviews and diaries, 40 women with children younger than 2 years were involved. Three types of women were identified: passionate, ambivalent and equivalent, where the passionate women were passionate about breastfeeding and managed to sustain it into their return to work. The ambivalent were unable to sustain exclusive breastfeeding with breast milk, and the equivalent introduced formula feeding before going back to work. Clearly, breast milk is best, and the opportunities to feed breast milk to babies by working mothers should be optimised. The authors conclude, interventions in the workplace may be useful for most women. However, for those who have decided to formula feed their infants, it may not have an impact in creating a mother-friendly environment. Changing or introducing a policy, therefore, may be of relevance in influencing some women. To implement or create change in the workplace using various strategies may help to reach a wider spectrum of women who have different ways of how they interpret the circumstances around them.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.